Good morning and welcome back to another edition of High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, right here on Talk 960, brought to you by Providence St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our High Desert. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the High Desert, Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We're keeping it local with High Desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us every weekend, Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's get to it.
Well, happy weekend, High Desert. We are here with just this phenomenal woman who I adore. And just have such a girl crush. But we've got Colleen Quinn in the studio with us this morning. And Colleen, you are celebrating 30 years.
Congratulations, yes. Colleen.
Is that right?
Yes, 30 years in radio right here in the High Desert with the same companies, the same radio stations. Unbelievable.
Wow. Would you talk about consistency?
Right?
Right.
No. I mean, over half my life.
That? Where do you even hear that?
You
anymore?
Don't. You know, it used to be that's how it was. You know, families like my dad worked for Southwestern Portland Cement growing up. Mm-hmm. And it was, you would get your son's jobs and it would just continue that, you know, you plan on staying there forever. That's the way it used to be. And from all the different things that I've watched lately and it's just not. People move around. They're more apt to move around and want to new. But that's the great thing about radio. It's new every day. Every minute, everything changes. It's constantly moving.
Let's talk about that. So tell me, how does it feel in this moment that you're realizing you have actually had a career that has spanned 30 years, right?
Yeah.
And so how do you feel right now in this moment?
I'm honored. I feel like it's like it was a dream come true. I wanted to be in radio. I wanted to stay here in the High Desert. People would say, oh, you should go out to LA, you should go to the Inland Empire. And I said, no, you know, it's going to grow here. We're going to be a big market here, which we have become.
Yes.
And it's just, it's a dream come true. It's, you know, somebody told me, the last person that said to me, what, you can't do that, that's when I said, all right, now it's on. I am going to do that.
Right.
And I always loved radio. And then here we are, 30 years.
Here we are.
Yes.
So let's delve into, because I know there's so much history in this 30 years, right?
Yeah.
But really wanting to celebrate you as a radio personality and you as a woman in this industry and then, you know, just this milestone of it being 30 years. I mean, that's just huge. It really is. I don't think I'm overstating it. So tell me if there is maybe one memorable interview or experience that you've had that comes top of mind.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Yes. Tim Conway.
Wow.
I know, right? That was a long time ago. I mean,
wow.
It had to have been. So that was a huge deal. That was probably, it's been at least 20 years, 20, 25 years ago that I was able to interview that icon, that comedic icon who, you know, was right next to Carol Burnett.
Yes.
And I mean, just incredible. So that is one of the first big ones that pops into my head for sure.
Right. And he had his own show.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was like, who can we compare him to now?
How about Fluffy?
Okay.
Maybe. Right.
Okay.
I mean, just as big as somebody like Fluffy or I'm trying to think. I'm so bad with names, some of the comedians' names. He's just a Seinfeld-ish,
right.
You know,
yeah, so
I would
like
say.
Mr. Entertainment.
Yeah, yeah.
It was movies and,
yeah.
To your point, the Carol Burnett show, and then he had his own show, and then he played Vegas.
Yeah, he was,
you know,
incredible.
All of that, huge, huge, huge. But that was one of your standouts.
Oh, yeah, and I don't even remember why. He must have been doing something at the time that we were promoting.
Right.
But that one, to me, was just such an icon. And then there's been, you know, all kinds of rock stars, Alice Cooper and Sammy Hagar and,
wow.
and people like that I've gotten to interview. And, you know, and you were part of it. We got to meet Vicki Lawrence there. She worked
right.
with Tim Conway.
Tim.
That's kind of funny.
Right.
I didn't even
mm-hmm.
think about that.
Right.
People like that. Who was Jeannie from Jeannie in a Bottle?
Eden.
Barbara Eden, yes. So
yeah.
There have been some incredible people that we got to work with. Marsha Wallace, who I adored from the
Bob Newhart
show, but also because she was the voice of a character on The Simpsons, which is one of the longest running TV shows ever.
That's right.
So, and she was a kick in the pants, boy. She had a mouth on her.
She was a wild woman.
So it's just been, you know, I've gotten to go in hot air balloon rides and being flown up to a hangar in Ventura filled with Ford Expeditions to film TV commercials for that. And I just so many different things that I've gotten to do. And those are all great. But I want to say that the most important thing that has happened that I've got to do over these 30 years is being a part of the community, helping the community know about things that are there for them, and just being part of that. That is more important than anything. And that's one of the reasons I never wanted to leave. You know, I was born here. I was born out at Georgia Air Force Base, now SoCal Logistics Airport.
Right.
But, you know, I've always been proud of the High Desert. It's grown and changed a lot. But being able to be where I grew up and be a part of this community, that's more important than any of that other stuff, you know, that I got to do. That just means the most to me.
So let me ask you this. What is it that you absolutely love about radio?
Oh my goodness. You know, I got into it for the music. That was the one of the things. But then when you get into it, you realize you don't listen to the music as much because you're doing other work and things behind the scenes. So I would say, you know, the people that I work with just make it amazing. Seeing all the other different creative talent out there and seeing people and working with people that get it and that feel the same way you do. You know, I grew up listening to radio. I didn't watch a lot of TV. And, you know, and back in those days, you only had one TV in the house anyway. So whatever Dad was watching, I didn't want to watch that. You know, his war movies or something like that. So being around like-minded people and seeing all the other talent that there is in radio and learning things from other people, that's one of my favorite things.
Right. And, you know,
feeling at home, you know, like I belong.
The talk about technology. Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I was just hearing this morning about, you know, Apple and AI.
Yeah.
And all of that that's going on. In your mind, your opinion, how with technology does radio continue to be relevant?
Local. There was a joke, and I think it was on The Simpsons, now that we just talked about that, about they were joking, they were listening to satellite radio, and they're saying, we don't know what degrees it is, and whatever town you're in, we can't tell you anything because we're not here.
Right.
So that's what keeps radio relevant, especially here in the High Desert. Now, yeah, you can find out eventually, maybe on social media. People want to know, is the Cajon Pass open? Is it snowing? Is there an accident?
Absolutely.
What is happening at our schools, at our fair? What's going on here? What is happening in the High Desert? That is what keeps radio relevant, because you can get music at the touch of a finger. You used to have to wait for the hits to come out and see what it was.
Right.
You can get that anywhere. What you can't get is the local information and staying up to date and just having people feel like they're part of your family. That's where radio is still relevant. Yeah. And helping out those smaller local businesses, making something where they can afford, you know, we're here. People aren't getting commercials on ABC, NBC, CBS, stuff like that.
Right.
Sure, we have some of the bigger clients here, but then we also, you know, can make it affordable for people. Everybody knows Ashley Furniture and Mathis Brothers. Well, what about the place down the road where he's just, you know, feeding his family? And so that's what we are here for, or that's where it's relevant.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
And
yeah.
I agree with you, Colleen, because that local aspect really helped us during COVID.
Oh, yeah.
I will say,
you know,
absolutely.
It was so great to be able to come to work during COVID. People would call and say, it's just giving us a sense of normalcy. It's something that we have counted on, and at least that is still there.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree with that, Roxanne, for sure. I mean, you know, just, you know, being here for people, being here. I've had people call me and say, I don't know why I'm calling you, but I need to talk. And this is going on in my life, and have opened up to me about some incredible things for, you know, people you don't really know, but they feel like they know you because you're there every day, every morning, being a part of their life. And being able to help people out like that, it's just, you know,
it was a sense of normalcy, like you said.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly right.
And I also think that it was kind of like comfort food, right?
Yeah.
Like that meatloaf and mashed potatoes kind of vibe.
Right? Yeah.
That it was comfort. You know, I'm hearing a trusted voice, right? And somebody that I really feel like I know, right? Who's telling me whatever the weather is or whatever is going on the pass or whatever the road conditions are or what's happening right in my community.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's coming from a trusted source because I've heard you for over 30 years.
Well, that's
right?
Good. Yeah, right? Yeah.
I do think there's tremendous value in that. And I think sometimes those are the small things that we have a tendency to overlook. Yeah. So I'm glad that you said that and really brought it to where the relevancy of radio is being local. I always think about, like, when I was little, we used to travel, to visit grandparents or family members across the country. And there was always kind of different music that people listened to. And it was regional, right? It was like, this is kind of music we listen to in mm-hmm. this particular area.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful, but then there was always that California sound, right?
Oh,
there was always that West Coast, right, sound. And it just had, it gave you this sense of belonging, right? So I think there's something to that.
Yeah, I think people like that they feel like they're a part of something. They're almost a part of your family.
Yes.
And, I've made some friends from people that just because they started listening, we'd see each other out at events, and then you find out, you kind of have some of the same interest in things. You go to shows together or whatever. So it has been quite the ride. It's been incredible. It's
and
just so cool.
You have been incredible on this journey, I will tell you. We met quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
And the one thing I can say is that I've always found you to be authentic. I never found you to be this radio personality per se. Like, there's this whole other persona. I've just always known you to be Colleen.
That's all I know how to be. That's what I tell everyone. And that's so true. And I appreciate that you see that. I am not the person they will go to when they need someone to record a commercial where you're acting like somebody else. I just am not good at that. Mm-hmm. I can only be myself. That's what I always tell everyone. I'm just me. And luckily, people have liked that and it's worked out. And it's wonderful to be here and
and
still
I've
be going.
You navigate that, Colleen, in so many different ways. Because, whenever you are a public personality or persona, you give up a certain amount of your privacy. Right?
That's true.
And that can be grating sometimes. That can wear on you. But I have seen you, and it's just my experience, but I have always seen you carry that and navigate that with a certain amount of grace and still being authentic to yourself, your family, who you are. There's no secret that your husband is a radio personality.
Yes. Hello, Preston.
Right?
Yep.
And so with that, I want to ask you, legacy. I mean, we get to 30 years and you start thinking this is built
what is
a
your
legacy,
legacy, right?
Right. And so what do you want people to say or know or remember of you?
Wow. A lot of it you just said, Regina. I like what you said. I want them to say that I was a good person, that I cared about people, and especially when it comes to women, that I held up their crown and helped them, and wasn't catty or anything bad like that.
No.
Because I really feel that all this stuff going on right now with Caitlin Clark, she's this big college star, got all these people to start watching college basketball, women's basketball. And now what's happening, she made it into the pros, and all these other women are being horrible to her.
Right.
They, even her own team.
Right.
Which I kind of get from the other team, it's a competition and things, but your own team should be helping you out. When she's getting checked and knocked on the ground, her other teammate just walks past her and ignores her, doesn't even do anything. So that women, we cannot do that to each other. We have to help each other out. And so I want people to say that, Colleen, she was a good person. She tried to love all. And, she really, that I was humble. I try to be humble.
And let me say this, when you're talking about, because that's a great example with Caitlin. And one of the things that I have also seen and witnessed you do is that you have made a way and encouraged other women to come alongside, to come behind, right? And I think Roxanne and I are sitting here as proof of that.
Yes, you are, both of you. Yeah, Roxanne.
We're sitting here as proof of that.
Yeah.
So you not only talk it, but you've walked it. And it is just a way of being, right?
Yeah.
And so as I look at celebrating you for 30 years, I celebrate that in you.
Thank you.
And all of those that you've touched. I mean, I've been around. I have witnessed when you've gotten phone calls. I have witnessed when we've been out in public, and the care and attention that you give to anyone. It doesn't matter whether it's a little kid or a senior citizen.
And we've seen that in Colleen. Yes. In the years that I've known you, too, you've been an incredible mentor, co-worker, operations manager, a fantastic representative of the High Desert.
Oh, Roxanne, thank you.
And I continue to learn by watching you.
Oh. Yes. Well, Roxanne, I must be doing okay, because Roxanne is fabulous. She does. I tell people all the time, you may not hear a lot from her, and she's a little quiet in the building, but she is getting stuff done, and she's doing a great job.
Thank you.
You know, I always say I try to be confident enough in myself that I'm willing to show anybody anything that I know. And if you can do it better, good for you. Then you can have that job.
Right.
You know, I'll give you that's one less thing that I would have to do. But I have no problem showing people how to do things, teaching people. I want people to be able to do good. I want people to succeed. And Roxanne is proof of that.
Yes.
And you too, Regina.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just one of my favorite people to talk to and to interview
because you
do such a good job. You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And then, like, I mean, Mia, Mocha, and just the women who have come through here, who you have partnered with. And so I think you really stand as a bright light in terms of us working together as women, supporting each other, lifting each other up, and realizing, Colleen, and I think a lot of times, especially sometimes our younger women don't really understand, there is enough room at the table.
Yes.
There's enough pie that we
can divide
it up and everybody get a piece.
That's right.
Right?
It, with some ice cream even.
It,
there's
with
plenty.
Some ice cream even, right? And I think that for me, when I think of you, that's kind of the analogy, that there's enough for everybody. So why am I worried about what's going to happen with Roxanne or Regina or anybody else when I know that there's enough space for everybody to be their own personal best and do what they were placed here to do. And I just absolutely love that about you.
Oh, thank you.
With that being said, it's my understanding that we're going to celebrate you.
Yes.
I know.
Party
time. We're
so excited.
A
party coming. Tell us about that. When, where, how can we attend?
The party is Friday, June 21st, so it's not that far away.
Okay.
And it's going to be at the market at Town's End from 6 to 9 in the evening. It is free. However, you do have to get a free ticket on Eventbrite, which is easy to do. We have to keep track and everything. But it will feature Knox and Philip Phillips. Philip Phillips came from American Idol. These are both artists that we play on Y102.
Wow.
After that, the High Desert's own BOK band, Darlene, hello to you. She is amazing. She stepped up to help out with the sound and to play afterwards. So they're going to be there. And we're going to be giving away autographed guitars and $100 gas cards and grocery cards. And we're just going to party and have a great time. There'll be food and drink available. I want to really thank Jennifer out at the market at Town's End. She has just helped out so much. She does these events a lot. So
she's amazing.
Thank you to them for letting us have it there. And, you know, all of our wonderful sponsors and everything. It is just, it's going to be a great time. And I'm really looking forward to coming out and seeing everyone and having a good time and not working.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work that night.
She's not going to work at all.
We're going to be celebrating you.
That's right.
So once again, it is free to the public, but you have to get a ticket. You go to Eventbrite.
Yep.
Is there any other information that you can share with the community so that we can show up and support you and celebrate you for 30 years?
I don't think so. Just make sure you grab those up. They are available now, and there are links on the station websites and Facebook pages, or just go on to Eventbrite. Town's End has it, and you'll be good to go, and I would love to see you there.
Okay. Keep listening for more details.
Yes,
so
keep
getting close.
Listening. Anything else that you want to share with us? Any parting words? Any words of wisdom? What would you like us to know?
I would say to never let anybody tell you that you cannot do something, or say, are you crazy? That's beyond your reach, or you wouldn't be good at that. Although it helped me, because that always just gave me more power to say, oh, yeah, watch me.
Motivation.
So it doesn't matter how old you are. I had already had my kids. I was a widow by the time I was a young widow by the time I, you know, met Preston and got into radio, and I took off from there. My career took off from there. So be yourself, be real, work hard.
Yes.
You know, nobody ever got anything by just sitting around.
Right.
Everybody wants to be a star, but nobody wants to do the work. I got that from, I want to say it might have been Chris Rock or somebody, but do the work, put in the time, do the work. Learn as much as you can about whatever it is, wherever it is that you want to go. Learn as much as you can, and be confident in that you know, if it's something that you're meant to do, then it's going to happen.
Right.
Then, you know, it's all going to work out.
So just be true to who you are.
Yes. Yes. It seemed to work
and
for me.
Go for it.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Go for it. Yeah, for sure. Jump and the net will appear.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of community for 30 years of incredible service and dedication to making sure that we have been well informed on all things local, for being an encouragement, a beacon, a light, a trailblazer, particularly for us as women.
Yeah.
And I really, really want to thank you for all during all of that time, whatever you were experiencing and going through, you remained authentically true to yourself and who you are. And we've been the benefactor of that. So
well,
I
thank
say
you.
Thank you. And I will be looking forward to celebrating you again on June 21st.
Yep.
Right. We will
yes.
Too.
At the Market at Town's End. Yay.
The entire High Desert
all right.
will do as well.
Yes.
And
we'll
I know.
Have a great time.
Okay.
Thank you. And I know our listeners, the entire High Desert would not be the same without you, Colleen.
Oh, thank yes. you, Roxanne. Thank you both so much. You guys are doing a fabulous job at this show. I am so glad, not just because I'm on here today, but I am so glad that you're doing it. You're doing a wonderful job, too. So thank you for that. And I just really appreciate you having me on today. It's been an honor to be here all these years. And let's party.
Yes.
Let's party. So good morning. It's another beautiful but hot.
It's very hot, so hopefully you are staying cool.
But we are joined in the studio this morning with some amazing young people from Victor Valley College. And I think, Roxanne, what's exciting is that this is so timely because we're getting ready to celebrate Juneteenth.
Yes, and we've got other events happening in the High Desert, but we want to talk about this event happening right here.
We want to talk about this event that's coming up on June 18th. That's being hosted by the Victor Valley College Black Student Union. And so it's my pleasure to welcome to the studio this morning Thais and Julian. Julian
Thanks.
Is the vice president of the BSU.
Awesome.
And Thais is the treasurer for the BSU. So we definitely want her in studio because she handles the money.
Uh-huh,
right?
But thank you. Thank you both for coming in.
So we want to say welcome to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We're excited to have you. Tell us, what exactly is the BSU, the Black Student Union?
I will go ahead and take that question. The Black Student Union is a force of change on the campus of Victor Valley College. I know for me, it's about seeing you represented in spaces where we aren't normally represented and
mm-hmm.
working for that equality and that diversity and that inclusivity across all margins on our campus. And yeah, just about being a support system for people that don't normally have support systems, who normally fall under the radar for a lot of things. And we want to be that helpful support group that people can turn to and just be a helpful force for change in our
right.
community.
Right. And I think you guys are doing a phenomenal job. Tell us what Juneteenth is.
Hello, everyone. So Juneteenth, as I know of it, is the celebration for African-American independence. It's really our Independence Day. It's when in America that we were freed as slaves, and the celebration came with that. I don't know exactly the 50 acres and a mule or five acres. Is it 5 acres and a mule?
40 acres.
40 acres and a mule. Sorry. Don't take
That's
my card.
Okay.
Don't take my card for that. But it's 40 acres and a mule. So at that time, I believe that's when they were promised. And it was a great celebration among African Americans at that time to be free, to build their families, to have the freedom to build family, legacy, generations, and everything else that every other race has been building in America. So I believe in what that's what I believe that.
Right, and it really was. What happened was that the Emancipation Proclamation had been signed because of the way that news traveled.
Uh-huh.
It took them approximately 2 years before mm-hmm. the state of Texas knew Black folks were free,
yeah.
right? And so then in the state of Texas, they said, well, let's celebrate
mm-hmm.
that. And it just happened to fall that it was traditionally celebrated on June 19th, right? And so 2 years later, after Black folks, we had been freed, we find out if you're in Texas, you've been free for 2 years, right?
Mm.
So they said, hey, let's celebrate it. It's known as Freedom Day. It's known as Emancipation Day. It's known as Independence Day. But whatever the case is, about 2 years ago, if I'm not mistaken, it was
declared a national
declared
holiday,
a legal holiday. Right. And so it's been observed for about 2 years nationally as a holiday. So you guys are putting on a Juneteenth celebration that will take place on the campus. Tell us about that, the date, the time, what people can expect to do, who can come.
Yeah, it's open to the public, correct?
Yes, it's open to everybody and anybody who wants to come celebrate. Really, with this event, we wanted to capture that sort of almost family reunion kind of feel.
Yes.
Like when you come there, you just want to feel happy. You want to feel like it's a chill space. It's a space where you can kind of be yourself, have some good food, enjoy some good entertainment, just be around each other, celebrate unity, really,
right,
what we wanted. So it's happening June 18th,
okay,
on Tuesday on the campus from 10 to 4.
Okay, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yeah, so because we wanted to try and get a time that would target everybody.
Okay.
You know? So
I got
if you're an early riser, you can have some time. If you're a late riser, you have some time.
Trying
everybody's
to get out before
welcome.
That sun starts blazing.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Have enough
okay.
water for everybody. Yeah, so
yeah.
really that's what we wanted, a space.
And then what can people expect? So there's going to be food.
And you don't have to be a student, right? You can just come in, like
yeah,
you said, with your family.
Yes.
Okay.
Everybody. Mm-hmm.
And it's
but
free,
students are welcome.
It's open
of
to
course.
The public, right?
Yes, open
okay.
to the public.
So it's free, it's open to the public. And so between 10 and 4, there'll be music
yes.
and entertainment.
Entertainment.
And tell us
games.
What else people can expect.
Mm-hmm. So we do have a dance group that's going to be there and do a performance. I'm not sure what time they're going to perform.
Okay.
But they're actually a drill team, I think it is.
Oh, cool.
Great.
We wanted to kind of bring in some of those staples that we know as black teens or growing up in as a young black person. So we have a drill team coming. We may have some poetry, open mic for
great.
Poetry.
Mm. Spoken word.
Yes.
Mm. Yes. Okay.
We do have a building that is called the PAC, where we have our art display. We're going to have some black art there.
Wonderful.
There. We're actually going to have one of our vendors is a black art vendor, and there's some beautiful, beautiful pictures. But the cool thing is it's actually a puzzle that you put together and
oh,
it becomes
wow.
a painting.
Wow.
Yes, and it's beautiful.
Very unique.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we have that. We have games, all the traditional games that you play on Juneteenth, the
okay.
sack races, the egg run, and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
We're going to be doing karaoke. We might go ahead and turn that into a contest if you could sing.
Yeah. That's another thing. There are prizes to win. With
there's
all
a lot
games,
of prizes.
So you
yes.
want to come participate, play some fun games, potentially
yeah.
win a prize. Our event is the
so
yes.
it's like a big family day at the
yes.
park,
exactly.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so it primarily takes place on the upper campus.
Yes.
Where will we be able to find?
Yes. So we are on the upper campus in this what we call the SAC, the Student Activity Center.
Oh, by the lake. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. By the lake. So you have the view of the lake. The ducks will be out there. Mm. We're going to have vendors outside, and we're going to have vendors inside. An array of vendors: food vendors, drink vendors, dessert vendors. We also have vendors that are bringing some good information to the black community as far as health. We're going to have some of the hospitals
resources,
out.
Great.
Yes, lots of resources.
Okay.
Even some nonprofit organizations are going to come and bring the information that they're able to help pay bills for you, for a single mother.
So
single
utility
father,
payments.
Yes,
and
utility
those type
payments,
of things.
Rental payments.
So a lot of,
yes.
of purposeful.
Yes,
support
absolutely.
And resources
absolutely.
And services will be
yes.
represented there as well, mm-hmm. as well as we can come out. Dance a little bit,
yes.
eat a little bit,
yes.
play
nice.
Some games, win some prizes,
exactly.
right?
Yes.
All right, and get brown in the sunshine,
yes. and
right?
And we also have a guest. We have our honored guest. One of my ideas for this was I wanted some living history. So we have the Tuskegee Airmen representatives, I forgot what chapter it is, but there's a chapter coming out.
Great.
Oh, fantastic.
And to give some of their memorabilia away. They're coming to sell some hats and T-shirts and things to build up their organization.
And hopefully there's a photo opportunity with
yeah,
them.
Yeah, and
right.
a photo opportunity. And just the rich history
yeah.
of this. Yeah, yeah.
Older,
awesome.
Like,
I want to thank you guys for the amazing work that you're doing there on VVC campus. You're making a difference and a positive difference.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Ms. Regina, and for all your support to the Black Student Union of Victor Valley College.
Yes. It is people
we
like you that literally
you.
Inspire us.
You can reach out to us and let us know what you want to talk about. Send us an email at RoxanneScafidi@edbroadcasters.com. High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne, has been brought to you by Provident St. Mary Medical Center. COVID-19 cases are rising in our high deserts. Make your appointment today to protect yourself, your family, and our community. Schedule your free appointment at a convenient location near you through myturn.ca.gov. Message brought to you by trusted friends in the high desert. Providence St. Mary Medical Center, and the San Bernardino County Department of Public Health. We'll talk to you next weekend.